There was a special program in the beginning of the 70s called Letters of Friendship. The whole story started in 2010 when we performed in Vienna, and our performance was based on childhood memories, our childhood in Soviet Union and Chile. And then after performance, this man came to us and he introduced himself. He said his name is Juan Ramos. And he told us that he had the correspondence with a Russian boy called Ivan Komarov. And it happened in the early 70s. Letters of Friendship. The idea was to promote friendship between children from socialist countries. And school teachers somehow spread addresses in the class, and they encouraged the children
to write to people they didn't know, like to unknown pen pals. And we exchange emails, and then he sent us some copies of the letters per email.
Yeah, then we translated a little bit, edited something. But material really was great, and we were really interested to perform it, and we performed in Moscow.
So the letters are written between 71 and 73. And when the letters were written, Juan and Ivan were 11 and 12 years old.
October 4, 1971. Dear Juan, my name is Ivan. I am 11 years old. I am living in Moscow, in Soviet Union. I am writing you because our teacher gave me your address. She said we must make international friends with children from Chile, because they have hard and poor life there now. But soon it will change and they will have a good life, like we have in Soviet Union country. Please send me a postcard with the ocean, because we don't have ocean here. I will put your postcard near new tree in winter and think about you and ocean and your long, beautiful country. Goodbye, Juan, your Soviet friend, Ivan. Прощай, Juan, твой советский друг, Ivan.
12 of November 1971. Dear Ivan, thanks for your letter. My name is Juan Ramos Aliaga. I am 12 years old and I live in Conchalí. I am learning English. I hope you can understand me. My teacher helped us with the letters. He said that in your Soviet Union, you don't have poor people and also don't have rich people. That must be great. Here we have problems because rich people don't like President Allende. I like our president a lot because he's a doctor. And you can call him compañero like I call my friends in school. Why is your country called Union, Ivan? Sincerely yours, Juan Ramos Aliaga.
Dear Juan, my country called Soviet Union because we are many small countries. But we want to be together because Union is more strong. We can fight against all fascist and capitalist with tank, because they want to make us slaves and they have small ugly mustache. Do bad people in Chile also have mustache? New Year is coming. It is huge snow and cold in Moscow. I hope you are happy and warm in your long, beautiful country near the ocean. You can swim in ocean every day and play on the beach under the sun and run around and celebrate.
Dear Ivan, thanks for
yours,
your letter.
Ivan.
I like a lot the stamp with sportive woman on the envelope. Are all women so strong and blonde in your country? My teacher told me that in your country you have big sport halls everywhere and you all have sport uniforms for free, and jeans also for free. Here my father has to work a lot to buy me blue jeans. He has mustache. Everyone has mustache in Santiago. Even President Allende, but he has a big mustache and he's very friendly. He's a good man. Please send me a picture of the snow. Here we don't have snow. Thanks for your friendship, Juan from Chile.
Dear Juan, my teacher told me Juan is Ivan and Ivan is Juan. Same name. I am happy that we are same name. Thank you for your friendship, Juan. Now I understand mustache is not bad, but the people under mustache can be bad. My aunt also had a little mustache, and she is not blonde, but strong and funny, and she cooked me always sweet cake. And her new husband has a slight projector. I like to watch beautiful pictures in a dark room, like in the cinema. We don't have blue jeans for free. We have brown Texas jeans from Poland, and they are not for free. Sorry to tell you this. Bye, Juan. Yours, Ivan. Postscriptum. Don't forget ocean card.
Dear Ivan, here is the ocean. I hope you like it. In Chile we also have cinema and also TV. I like some programs but I cannot watch them because my father always wants to see the news. My father is organizing the workers in the factory because they need to buy food because rich people hide the food in the house. That is boycott. That's why after school I have to stand on the line very long to buy food. Then my mother comes with money and we pay and we can go. My father say we only have to buy what we need, so it's enough for everyone.
Dear Juan,
do you also have boycott?
What is boycott? I didn't understand this word. Postcard is very beautiful. Ocean is big. Why we cannot live in submarine under ocean? Husband of my mustache aunt has a tape machine with Beatles tapes. They sing about yellow submarine. Why submarine is yellow? What do you think? Your country look like a yellow submarine on our school map. I like films about Indian hero Winnetou. Do you have Indians? Are you maybe Indian, Juan? Goodbye, yours, Ivan.
Dear Ivan, I don't know why submarine is yellow. Your country is so big and the color is gray in our school map. I'm sorry, I am not Indian. Indians here are very poor and drink a lot of wine. They have no clothes. And I don't want to be Indian because they always lose and have to die. Cowboys are much better.
Nosotros hemos sufrido muchísimo, mucho atropello. Hemos sufrido mucho.
Слушайте голос первого в мире космонавта Юрия Алексеевича Гагарина с борта советского корабля «Спутника». Восток!
Dear Juan, here is a picture of Gagarin. I hope you like it. Before, I wanted to be a cosmonaut and travel to stars. But then I learned that we cannot travel to stars because it's very far away and will take 1,000 years. I want to study science and find how to make people sleep 1,000 years and wake up after. Sleep under the glass, like Lenin in mausoleum. Teacher says that he will live forever. I can find how to send Lenin to stars and wake him up there. Then he will do the revolution there if they have problems with bad people. In our country, we also had bad people before revolution. But then Lenin killed them all. And we now only have good political people in our country, and we don't have to fight never. But some Soviet people drink a lot of wine, like our neighbor, for example, drink a lot of wine and vodka, and my mother says that he is an alcoholic. In the future, there will be no alcoholics anymore, Juan, and no vodka, only sweet corn and lemonade. Yours, Ivan.
Dear Ivan, sometimes I sleep in metro when I go to visit my grandmother because it takes such a long time. I know, it's much faster if you are in a dream. Please find out how to sleep long so we can travel to the stars. That's a very good idea. Yours,
Dear Juan,
from Chile.
Soon we will go to Pioneer Summer Camp and live there. We play Indians and cowboys with bike. Sometimes we build a house from grass and broken wood. We sit inside and smoke pipes like Indians. We make pipes ourselves and put there dried grass from the field. Do you also smoke grass, Juan? Yours best friend, Ivan.
Dear Ivan, I also smoke cigarette, but from tobacco. Cigarette is good for find girlfriend and then marry. But I don't want to find girlfriend because then I have to give her kiss and the hand all the time. And I need the hands to play football because I am the doorman. My father smokes cigar when friends come to visit. He has a friend who's totally black. He lives in Cuba. He has very white teeth. His name is Camilo. Here there is no black people, so when we go out with Camilo, everybody point him with a finger and ask questions. Do you have black people in your country?
Dear Juan, we don't have black people. Our history teacher called them negri. But I saw them on a red square. My friend asked them exchange a chewing gum for a pioneer sign. Black man gave him chewing gum and smiled, with a very white teeth. Maybe they have a special toothpaste, and they do it every day. I don't like do it every day. It's boring. Best friend, Ivan.
Dear Ivan, what is pioneer sign? And why you need to change that for chewing gum? For Christ's sake, why you don't buy it in the kiosk?
We don't have chewing gum in kiosk. Only capitalist people have chewing gum in kiosk, said our teacher. He said we can transform into cows. But I like the picture on the cover. It is so beautiful color. This paper we will keep forever. What is Christ's sake, Juan? I don't know this word. Teacher never told us about Christ's sake. Is it Chilean language? Bye-bye, Juan. Yours, Ivan.
Dear Ivan, Christ is the Son of God and lives in the church. You didn't know this? My grandmother likes to visit him every Sunday. I go sometimes with her and then we eat a piece of bread that is sticky like chewing gum. The rest is very boring. You have to sit and kneel and stand all the time. I have to tell Jesus Christ all bad things I did, and he will forgive me. But he suffers a lot on the cross himself and he is bleeding all the time. Jesus is the only one who survived after being dead, and he can live forever. You don't have church? How you marry or die there? On the house? Best friend of Chile, Juan.
Dear Juan, if Jesus survived, then we have to ask how he did this. Can your grandmother ask him next Sunday? She can ask if he wants to go to the stars, because he never died. It must be easy for him. We can give him a rocket. I will ask my father. I don't know, Juan, how people die in our country. My friend Vasya told me old people just go to a dark room and there a doctor give them a black pill and then they sleep like Lenin in mausoleum. Maybe Lenin is like your Jesus, but he is not on a cross, he is under the glass and there is no blood. Let's send them together. Your best friend, Ivan. Dear Juan, our history teacher said there is no God anymore. The God was only before revolution, because people were stupid and did not know how to explain everything. Now we have science and know how to explain everything. We know that God was just a fairy tale old man with a big mustache. Yours, Ivan.
Dear Ivan, I asked my father, and he say it's true that there is no God. I think it's better that my grandmother doesn't know this. Your friend, Juan.
Dear Juan Ramos, in winter we build houses from snow, like Chukchi people. It is called igloo, but we cannot sit there, it is too cold. We just run around and wrestle and then throw frozen snowballs with friends. Do you have frozen balls, Juan? Sometimes we put meat on fire like Indians. But we cannot hunt real animals, because there is no more animals in our forest. We buy a piece of cow or pig in the shop. Do you have animals in the forest? Bye-bye, Juan. Yours, Soviet Ivan.
Dear Ivan, here we do asado every weekend. Everybody do this in Chile. We put pieces of cow on the grill. My father makes fire and talk about revolution with his friends. I don't like revolution because they get angry and serious and they don't want to play with us anymore. My mother makes salads with her friends. And I play with my friends to be the cowboys and attack the Indians that sit around the fire and talk about revolution. Indians drink wine and cowboys play football.
Dear Juan,
I want to be a football player.
We also play football. We make gates with two stones. Only a real sportsman plays in the stadiums and have free uniform. We have Soviet team to play with a capitalist team. But very often we lost. Maybe because our team could not train in winter. Winter is too cold. But our ice hockey team is really strong. Best in world. Because they have all winter to exercise and exercise. Yours, Ivan. Dear Juan, my friend has explosive powder, and we can make a rocket from a metal can. It is funny. We want to make a big rocket and send it very high. If you see it from Chile, please write to me. We will try to make it high so you really can see it. Then you know you are not alone. Soviet cowboys are near. Your friend Ivan is Juan. Dear Juan, our rocket went to a window and after came policeman with a gun. We ran away and he did not catch us because he was fat and with a mustache. We was happy, strongly. My mustache aunt said we are not a scientists, we are terrorists. What is the difference? I know that scientists make a big explosions, but nobody call them terrorists. Who are these terrorists? Do you know about terrorists, Juan? Your friend terrorist, Ivan.
Dear Ivan, I think my father is terrorist because he has guns in the cellar of the house of my grandmother. But he's a good terrorist because he wants that our country will be free from the rich people that hide the food, own the land, do boycott and make us slaves. Please don't tell anyone about the guns, Ivan. My teacher don't know. Can you send me picture of igloo? Your friend, Juan. Dear Ivan, I cannot go to school, so I write you from home. My mother had the idea to send you a picture of our family in holidays in Valparaíso. You see my father on the right. He is big. He can jump very high. He jumped over the fence of Swedish embassy and broke his feet. Now we must stay inside the embassy because his foot hurts a lot and he cannot walk. My grandfathers say we need to throw away some things because we will go to live with him in his house and there is no space. He burned your beautiful Soviet stamps, Ivan. What can we do now?
September 18, 1973. Dear Juan, I know something bad is happening in your country. We had a big meeting in school and teacher told us your president Allende is dead. I saw news in TV and I heard Victor Jara's songs. But I still didn't understand why your father jumped over the fence. My father cannot jump so high. He is fat and sits a lot and do research about atomic energy. If he will find how to make this energy, it will be for free for everybody, and then will be no poor people in your country anymore. But bad capitalistic people won't make atomic energy bomb that can destroy all countries. Sometimes I have bad dreams that my parents and me destroyed with the bomb. I hope my father can stop this bomb with a rocket. Do you have fear that bad people destroy our planet, Juan? Yours, Ivan.
Las Fuerzas Armadas y de Orden han actuado en el día de hoy solo bajo la inspiración patriótica de sacar al país.
Dear Ivan, if the world gets destroyed, we can go to other planet where there is no soldiers and no bad people who hide food. Today we went to airport. My father will go to visit Sweden. We have to stay with my grandfather, but I also want to go to Sweden, Ivan, and visit you in the Soviet Union. Here the soldiers came to our school and they cut the hair of all boys very short. Now I have very short hair, and there are no more programs on TV, only Pinochet, with dark sunglasses, talking all the time in all the channels. People say he will fall down, I think from the roof of a building in the center. If Pinochet falls down from there, he will die, and then we can watch again TV and have long hair like the Beatles. I hope he will fall soon. Your friend from Chile, Juan.
La Junta mantendrá el poder judicial y la asesoría de la Contraloría. Las cámaras quedarán en receso hasta nueva hora.
12 of November 1973. Dear Ivan, I think the submarine is yellow so the fishes can see it from far and they don't crash with it in the sea. My mother says I cannot write you letters anymore because bad military people don't like your country here. I hope when we grow, we can meet in a spaceship and travel to the stars, where there is no Pinochet and no mustache man anymore, and we can float like Gagarin on the picture. Thanks for your friendship, Ivan. Your friend from Chile, Juan.